listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live. Once again, on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Network and on Easy Way Broadcasting. We got an awesome show today for you guys. A lot of cool information. I'm going to start off by just letting you guys know what is coming up, man. You know, what we do on this show, just so you know, for anybody new that might be tuning in that doesn't know about the show, we do everything the easy way. You know, we go to a lot of hot Hollywood events. We do amazing interviews on a regular basis. We own Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. You can go to thewtv.com and see amazing stories and blog posts. In fact, one of our celebrity reporters was just at Sam Sarpong's amazing fashion event, Who's Hot in Hollywood is Zen Lounge. And Dwayne Martin, you know, he works with Will Smith, he's an actor, a lot of different celebrities were there. I heard it was an amazing event. We're going to be posting that event on thewtv.com here in the next week or so. You know, Sam's been my man for a long time. He's been a very, very good friend of mine. He's one of the top male supermodels. He's been the face of Ed Hardy, face of Tommy Hilfiger. He's been on our show many, many times. He has this thing that he does annually. Last year was amazing. If you look up, actually just go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z. You'll see a video of last year's event. Paparazzi, celebrities, boom, boom, that. And it's Who's Hot in Hollywood. And so Sam is like the young Hollywood star. He's got an amazing show coming out. And give me a second, guys. I'm trying to pull up some stuff here so I can tell you what he's got coming up. Give you guys a little bit more information on my man Sam. He's got a show coming up, which is hold on, still looking here. He's got a show coming up with some known names and some things that you might recognize. And I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, he's got a show coming up. Sam Sarpong is actually one of the world's top male UK-based supermodels, modeling for Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs, Gucci, and many other mainstream designers. Sam Sarpong is now known for his work with Boy London. It's a really major line. He also has his own line, Future Stars. This man's style fashion, he just got the Men's Style Fashion Award back last year. And back to the scene with a lot of other projects under his belt. After ruling the catwalk and you know, the big screen for over 7 years, you know, you might remember him from MTV's Yo Mama. And he's hosted for MTV. He's hosted for Ryan Seacrest, Access Hollywood. You can watch him on his new film, Cross the Line, starring with Ice-T and Vanessa Williams, and TBS's sitcom Average Dad. And so, Sam, shout out to you, my man. He's been a good friend of mine for probably close to 9-10 years. We always support the things that he's got going on. And it was an amazing event. So we got a lot of great interviews, a lot of great coverage. Our beautiful angels were in the house. And so what we do, guys, is we actually have a network. It's kind of like a mini Fox growing. Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We do stuff for talents. We have a modeling division. We have we do marketing and promotions, Easy Way Promotions. We also do music. We do film and television. We do a little bit of everything in the entertainment genre, and we also work very closely with the philanthropy industry, the nonprofit industry. We have a tour that I created with the help of many great people on our team called the Stop Tour, stoptour.org. We just did a recent event. We were supporting my man Adrian Paul from Highlander with the Peace Fund. And the Peace Fund is an amazing organization that helps kids all over the world. And combined with that, we're going to be doing events with the Peace Fund. We're going to be very highly integrated with what they have going on. They have an amazing paintball tournament coming up in December, and it's going to be a celebrity paintball tournament. I will be hosting that event. You can find more information out at thepeacefundgames.org. Or, of course, we're always posting this stuff on Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. You can follow me at ericzuley on Instagram, Twitter, all that fun, wonderful stuff. And then we also have an event coming up on November 11th at the StubHub Center in Carson City. And Will Champlin from the Voice, Angela Madsen, who is a award-winning Paralympian, and has rode across the earth, and she's gotten she's 7 times. She's been recognized with the Guinness World Records, and she was recently with us in Orange County at a mansion situation. So I mean, we definitely roll with some amazing people. This event's going to be amazing, guys. I recommend getting your tickets as soon as you can. We'll be posting information on that on the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my man, Will Champlin. He was on our show a couple weeks ago. He's going to be doing a performance, as a sneak peek. He'll be doing a performance at the StubHub Center. They're expecting thousands of people. They're giving away cars. Domino's is sponsoring him. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. And we will have our own suite and our own skybox doing it the easy way, guys. So we're going to go ahead and let you listen to this music by Will Champlin, and we'll be right back.
I've been borrowing trouble, but hanging my head is shame. I'm waking up from the rubble, God only knows my name.
Media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company Easy Way Entertainment can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, and we're back. You are listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Easy, on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Give you guys a little insight on some of the events. We have a big event coming up on in next year at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Ascent Expo. I'm overseeing and just kind of like helping and, you know, running, you know, doing what I can to support the social media side of things, the stage. There's going to be a lot of options for people to get a booth, to be seen by thousands of people. We do a thing called the Experience the Easy Way. If you go to letter X, Experience the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, letter X, Experience the Easy Way, we have a fans page. We do a mansion event in Orange County in San Clemente every couple months. And we have amazing individuals. We just recently did an event supporting Watering Seeds organization, which is one of the Easy Way Promotions clients. And Watering Seeds helps veterans. They help wounded warriors. They do amazing, amazing things. And they are going to be doing this big event on November 11th. So, again, keep following us. You can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y or our Easy Way Broadcast Twitter, Instagram. It's all the same stuff, Facebook. And so we're constantly going to be pumping information on these events that are coming up and opportunities for you guys to network and get lead generation. And remember, we also have a flash chat box. If you're listening to me right now on Blog Talk Radio and you scroll down, you'll see a box where you can actually be – you can log in and you can chat with us while we're doing the show. You can have fun. You can ask questions. You can be a part of the whole movement. So that's a blast. And so I want to talk a little bit about this Ebola virus, this Ebola thing. And I wanted just my own opinion on the scare that everybody has. It's real simple. Don't touch people. You know, I mean, I started doing, I created my own little thing. I do the elbow thing or I do the fist bump. You know, like I don't shake hands anymore. You know, and if you have something like that happening, then just go around it. If you have a speed bump, go around it or go over it very slowly. So, you know, just give somebody an elbow. Like I created the elbow bump, the elbow shoulder thing. Oop, you know, hey, yeah, it's nice meeting you. And I know everybody's scared and there's a big scare on it, but my suggestion is just don't allow the sweat to connect because, you know, if you're smart about it, you'll be fine. And I go to events all the time. My team goes to events all the time, and you do have to be cautious about it. It's really hitting a lot of things, and so that's just my little suggestion to you guys: is you know, do the elbow bump, you know, do the chest bump. No, okay. Just be careful on the breathing, the coughing or sneezing, and the handshake is the main thing. I would not shake too many people's hands anymore. Keep it elbow bump, fist bump type thing. And so we got a great surprise, guys. You know, we've been telling you guys about my man Shabadoo. Started breaking one, breaking two. He's he's one of the first original lockers. He's an amazing individual, and now I could probably call him a good friend of mine. You guys might have seen the invites we've been putting out, some crazy videos that we've been doing together. We're doing a segment called Breaking News. Breaking news is Shabadoo can tell you more about it, but if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting or the Breaking News fans page, you'll get information, more information on really what it is. But the Breaking News fans page is the direct place to go to, and you know it's Easy Way helps connect you to the stars. We help you connect to Hollywood. We help you get directly to them and really hear it in a way that you're not going to really hear it from anybody else. So, you know, when we cover events, when we go things, we are part of it. We're celebrities with them. We don't just go and cover a red carpet, do interviews, and then post and then do the standard thing. No, we go along with it. We go on inside. We show you how it goes down in Hollywood, in the business world, philanthropy, whatever we do, but the easy way. We have a way that we do things, and it's pretty cool. You know, we have a way of how we network and a way of how people follow what we do. I'm a social media expert. A couple of people on our team are amazing at branding and what we do, and we just have an amazing following now. We appreciate you guys that are following and liking the easy way and how we move and how we do what we do. And, we're going to keep giving you guys amazing, you know, content, great interviews and behind the scenes. And shout out to my man Shab. Speaking of, you know, we weren't able to do the behind the scenes, unfortunately, guys, but he got booked on something, and I'll let him tell you more about that if he wants to. We do just the coolest interviews. And if you guys have requests, you can hit us up at 914-338-1303 or my Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Facebook or Instagram, all the same thing. And ask us your questions or tell us who you might want us to interview. Most likely we can get to them and bring them, you know, bring them on the show, bring them on the network and do what we do. So I want to also say, guys, today's show is brought to you by Acumen Technologies. Acumen Technologies is a projector cell phone, projector touchpads. They're doing amazing things. Keep your eye on them. They're going to be doing some really, really cool things the easy way moving forward. And you're going to really love what you see. If you are interested in an Acumen phone, you can call 424-209-9290, 424-209-9290. We are taking pre-orders. We're answering questions. And you can also email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. Booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. Check them out, Acumen Technologies. They're amazing at what they do. I think they're another Apple, and I know if they're working with EasyWay and they're involved with us and what we do, we're gonna do everything in our power to make them another Apple, another Samsung. The owner, awesome, we actually had on our show a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. If you go back through the archive, and by the way, if you guys want to check out any of the archive shows we have, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/EasyWay Broadcasting, and you can go through all the archive shows that we've done. We've interviewed so many stars and so many business people and philanthropy people and motivational speaking people, and we've been there and done it for quite some time. And if you guys want your event covered and you want us to do it, bring the EasyWay magic. We bring beautiful girls, beautiful angels, the professional production, the hosts. You know, we do the processing. We edit it a certain way. We have a flavor about how we do that. And then we reach millions of people on social media blasts. We're affiliated with Fan TV. We're partnered and affiliated with Fan TV Global Networks, over 30 million viewers. Actors Reporter and Actors Entertainment, Actors Podcast, Podcast Network. We work with Magic Image Hollywood Magazine. We work with The Hype Magazine. We work with... Music That Pays magazine. We're actually going to be having our own magazine within the EasyWay umbrella called 310 Magazine, which we're working on. It'll be launching around December, and that's actually distributed by Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles restaurants. And Roscoe's just opened up a restaurant at Disneyland. The whole downtown Disney around that area. I don't think it's in Disneyland, but it's around that whole area, and it's an amazing amount of traffic they get. I was told almost 250,000 people a month is coming into that, and so that magazine will be there. And guys, we're going to be looking for content. You know what I mean? We're going to be looking for content from you guys, from artists and people that got stories, and we're going to be looking for things. So make sure that you follow me, follow EasyWay Broadcast, follow WTV Networks. You know, follow our movement. And really, you can go to easyway.me if you want to go to everything, all the links and stuff. And pretty soon, we're going to make it simple for you guys. I know right now your head's probably smoking. You're like, what the hell is this guy talking? There's so much stuff. Wow. It's going to be easywaybroadcasting.com. So we're putting it all into that. You know, we have a YouTube channel called EasyWay TV, and all of the different stuff that we do is going to be on EasyWay TV. And you know, you can actually see the interviews and the episodes and the content and all the wonderful stuff that we do. And so that's what it is. So we're coming up here pretty soon, guys, to our segment, breaking news. And we're gonna go ahead and go to another quick break here. This is my boys, Achola Boys. Shout out to the Achola Boys. My man Shane Sparks. The Achola Boys are killing it. I just saw my boy Ryan Achola on a major Disney movie, which was amazing. And shout out to him and what he's doing. Ryan Achola, Richard, Rob, the whole gang. They're doing their thing. So this is the Achola Boys. Go crazy. When we come back, we will be doing breaking news with Shabadoo. I hope you guys like the easy way, and we'll be right back.
You hear that? Izzy DJ on the right. You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run some streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. Pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the team. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was singing for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We're starting to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, flat on the mic, boys you like,
be crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's past, going crazy this tune. Adrenaline rushing through your veins so fast. Force you to have nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action, it'd be hard to forget. So let us lead, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Do as you like, up all night. We're going crazy, 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 go crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Was the Chula Boys, and we're going to be bringing in the segment one second, but we got a lucky guest. I'm happy to bring him on. I'm happy to have him come in and talk a little bit about this amazing event on November 11th. This is the founder of Watering Seeds organization. Watering Seeds helps support veterans and wheelchair warriors, and he's going to come on really quick. And believe me, this guy is impossible. My James Dean impression? Impossible to reach. But he's actually on the Easy Talk Live show to tell you guys about this amazing event. We got Brady Mazzola in the house. Brady, how you doing, man? How you feeling? Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hi. Want to hear what's going on with Water and Seeds, brother?
Oh, thanks for bringing me in, brother. Always a pleasure. Always loving the energy and positivity. We're excited to be part of an initiative that's just much bigger than us. Watering Seeds is a metaphor for seeing beyond yourself to help others grow and consequently reap what you sow. We're a sports rehabilitation and wellness nonprofit organization for disabled veterans and athletes. So we're putting on a big event on November 11th on Veterans Day to honor our heroes. We got the Veteran of the Year, Bob Whelan, presiding over as the MC, along with Sammy Maloof, the Hollywood stunt driver. Excuse me. So we got some great musical performances, as well as some celebrity tennis featuring some of the top Paralympic wheelchair tennis players, celebrity basketball featuring some of the top Paralympic wheelchair basketball players, a dunk show with Air Dog and company, Nike 3-on-3 dunk champion. Will Champlin's going to be performing from The Voice, finalist in The Voice, and Grammy Award winner. We're doing it all in partnership with the city of Carson and the mayor, Jim Deere, all in the name of veterans and heroes who sacrificed for our country.
Awesome, man. So can we get some free tickets to give to some of our lucky fans? And
absolutely.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, we're grateful for our partnership. You do a great job, Eric, and to promote. And we'll definitely make sure we take care of that. That's, once again, the StubHub Center on Veterans Day. Where the tennis stadium where they have the CrossFit Games on ESPN2. We'll be utilizing the tennis stadium next door to the soccer stadium at LA Galaxy, where the LA Galaxy play.
Cool. Well, you know, man, we got Shabadoo doing a segment called Breaking News right now. He was one of the first original lockers. He was on Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. He's a celebrity, big following. And I wanted to tell you, Brady, that I'll get you guys on the phone later on. I might be able to get Shabadoo involved to do a little something on stage and get involved. And hopefully you can stay on and listen to this next segment. But guys, we're going to go ahead and go into this next segment. Make sure that you support and go to wateringseeds.org. Get your tickets now. It's going to be an amazing event. The Easy Way will be in the house. All of our beautiful angels, all of our celebrity friends will be covering it, spreading it out to millions of people. It's going to be amazing. And contact our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, to find out how you can get some free tickets and join in the festivities. If you're supporting veterans, you got to know about Watering Seeds, right? So thank you, Brady, for coming on. I know that you're busy, so hopefully you can listen.
Never too busy for you. I appreciate the time, and Shabadoo, look forward to meeting you as well. Like Eric said, for more information, you can go to wateringseeds.org to make a donation for the tickets. And God bless you guys, and may you all have an amazing day. Take care.
Perfect, buddy. Thank you for joining us. All right, guys,
Much love.
We are going to our segment. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave unless he needs me. I'm going to give it to my man, Shabadoo.
And now, breaking news with Chuck Shabadoo.
Shabadoo, the ultimate innovator of many styles. Got plenty styles. Check it out, we working it.
Let's keep it up for the king of the street dance. Shabadoo, everything he do is completely enhanced. Started off with the lockers to rocking with Shaka. I feel for those who oppose the chief rock.
The G's working it, dance man, the genius. Respect you true to Don Cornelius. The motivator of street dance out today.
Every legend needs a theme song. When you hear this, cherish the legacy. The man will never perish.
Who?
Shabadoo. He brings the camera crew. Let his name ring from here to Xanadu.
Locking 5.0, rubber legging and whacking. Created cause the culture was lacking. Turfing, crumping, shuffling, tutting. Look at what the street kids started from.
And now your host, Shabadoo.
Hey, here we are, alive and personal. Hey, are we live and personal?
Yeah, you want me to talk with you, man? This is your time.
You know, I'm here. I'm so excited today. Eric, I'm beside myself. I have some wonderful guests coming on today to just kind of hit on a very important subject, hip-hop past, present, and beyond. We have J.C. Thompson, a chairman of Hip Hop Hall of Fame, Shaquiji Abdul, CEO of Soulbridge Entertainment, whom I work with, and Michael Holman, who's a hip-hop historian, and get this, manager of the New York City Breakers at the height of their career, and he was very instrumental in promoting the culture in its early days. So I'm very excited about that. I think, I don't know if we have any of them on yet, but...
Hello?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's here. He's just listening to how cool your voice is.
Okay. Hello? You guys, is this Michael?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the show. Glad
Thank
to
you.
Have you. Do we have anyone else on with us? If not, we'll start with Michael. And,
is Shabadoo on the line?
That is Shabadoo.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Michael. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm very excited about the discussion, the topic of discussion today, hip-hop past, present, and beyond. And you're an important figure in terms of being able to express to us where it's been and where it is right now and where you believe it's going to be going in the future.
Shab, let me ask you a question. Do you want me to bring everybody in at the same time, or do you have separate?
Yeah, if we could bring the other guys in, bring the whole team in.
Bring the whole team in. All right. Well, we got
bring
a
97.
We got a 7971 that just came in.
Okay, that's a 971. That should be J.T. Thompson.
Peace and blessings, family. You and Michael, I heard y'all talking, man. I feel so proud to be around such illustrious individuals who paved the way for guys like me to do what we do.
Well, great.
Thank
I think
you,
we
JT.
Can end the show. I think we can end the show right there. That sounds great.
he was
Thank
ready
you,
for that
Shabadoo,
one. I think,
for what you said.
I think he wrote down a script and he was like prepared for this one, Shaw.
and he's great at it. Do we have Shaquiji on board? You know, anyway, the topic of discussion, as I was saying, JT, to Michael, I'm very excited about it. Hip-hop past, present, and beyond. And my hope is you'll be able to illuminate these particular things for our listeners. I know I work with you with the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame Museum that's opening in New York, and hopefully you'll talk a little bit about that. But just to get everything started, Shaquiji is not on right now. I'd like to start with J.T. Thompson, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Peace and blessings, and thank you so much, Shabadoo. I just want to let everyone know my name is J.T. Thompson. I am the chairman of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Museum that is coming to Midtown Manhattan in 2016. I'm also the creator and the executive producer of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Awards TV show, which broadcast in the 1990s on BET. It subsequently, after the untimely deaths of Tupac and Biggie, we were knocked off the air because we're advertiser-supported business. But we vowed after losing the UPN slot to the Source magazine that when we came back with the show, that we was going to come back with the show and an actual Hall of Fame museum and entertainment complex. So we're very fortunate and blessed to be in a position now after all these years to have held on to our brand and to be actually embarking on breaking ground next year. I am a Brooklyn-born cat raised in Hollis, Queens, went to school with Running M. In my neighborhood on my block was Black Rock and Ron, the Derelict Camp. On top of that, up the street from me was FUBU. Down the street toward Farmers was LL Cool J. And I was a block from Jackson High, so I was at the center of all the action. Also grew up in Harlem. And consequently, you know, my uncle played with Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong, so I got a chance to appreciate African-American culture from a perspective of they couldn't own their music or publishing, and let alone stay in or stay and eat in the places that they performed. So as a transplant to Los Angeles, California, in the early, late 70s and early 80s, around the time of the Lockers, and what was going on with you with Soul Train, Shabadoo, I won a basketball championship at Manual Arts High School, and I was excelled in sports and helped put together the gang troops and created the Hall of Fame Museum because there was no programs for at-risk youth at that time after the riots.
Wonderful. There you go. People, J.T. Thompson, the chairman of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. So we're going to get into it. I know we have Shakiji Malik Abdul on the line, the CEO of Soulbridge Entertainment. Let's welcome him.
What's up, fellas? I'm so honored. I feel very honored, man. I mean, you know, Michael has definitely been someone I've loved for a long time in hip-hop. Being a former Zulu Nation and Zulu King, I've been Zulu for almost 30 years. So, you know, I've been blessed.
Wonderful. Anyway, I'm very excited to have you on the show as well as Michael and JT. Michael, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell the listeners about yourself. Give us a brief kind of introduction.
Okay. Originally a native of California, like you. No, you're from Chicago. But I was originally born in San Francisco. Grew up an Army brat all over Europe and the United States. You know, by the time of high school and college, I was back in Cali. I had an amazing experience of being in the band The Tubes, which was my baptism into show business and art. Eventually left, you know, finished school and came to New York, where I was exposed to what was going to become hip-hop culture, was blown away by that. But at the same time, I was part of the downtown art scene and had a band with Jean-Michel Basquiat. Soon after that, I got much more heavily involved in bringing hip hop downtown and to the rest of the world, vis-a-vis, you know, my TV show Graffiti Rock, managing the New York City Breakers, managing, you know, Sha Rock and Lisa Lee and Us Girls, having the first hip hop club downtown, The Grill. I mean, you know, I wrote an article in the East Village Eye in 1982. That was the first time the term hip hop was published in a newspaper and defined it. I mean, it kind of goes on and on. I bottom line, I think all that says is I have an incredible love and passion for hip-hop culture.
Wonderful. We have an exciting lineup. You know, I just want to weigh in. Let's just get right to the nitty-gritty. There is a lot of historical discrepancies in hip-hop today. And what I wanted to know from each one of you, just to illuminate this, are you happy with the current state of hip-hop? Shakiji, why don't we start with you, Shakiji, in terms of music. Are you happy with the current state of hip-hop?
No, not the culture state of hip-hop, no. Musically, I think there's a drop-off. But, you know, I think there personally... The music in hip-hop is not really hip-hop. It's more like rhythm and gangster and strip club music. This is not hip-hop that we created. First of all, they don't even recognize that hip-hop has five elements. So even without that, we're dealing with, you know, a different beast here. This is the term hip-hop, but it's not hip-hop music. It's not hip-hop culture. It's not hip-hop music.
So you feel it's kind of moved away. You guys, any thoughts on that?
Michael Holman, I'd like to jump in on that. I agree 100%. You know, hip hop music. First of all, you know, you have to realize that hip hop music, it's a slippery kind of thing to define, because, you know, disco and rhythm and blues in a way was a father to hip hop culture. Hip hop culture was in many respects created by DJs like Bambada and Herc, trying to replicate the downtown disco experience that was going on in Manhattan in the mid and later 70s that middle school kids and poor kids couldn't experience. So they'd throw that party uptown and create, in essence, by trying to duplicate the disco scene, they created the groundwork for hip-hop. So hip-hop music is a lot of different things. It's not just rap music. It's like novelty music like the Mexican or Just Begun. It's soul music and funk music like James Brown, Gilt Up or Turn It Loose. It's a lot of different things as well as rap music. And when and today, but because of a lot of people in the music business, they made a concerted effort to define hip-hop as strictly rap only, and that's how a lot of people today understand that term, and I don't agree with that, and I find it very upsetting. It's not hip-hop. It's rap.
I hear you, and I think we've moved away to a great extent. JT, what do you think about what Michael just said? You have any thoughts about that?
Being surrounded by such individuals who've seen so much and experienced so much, you can't sit on the sideline and not have a comment about the current state of hip-hop music and culture. First off, I want to say there's not a damn thing wrong with hip-hop culture, nothing at all. Hip-hop culture is going to be here because it was created for us to be birthed out of the situations and the circumstances of our lives, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to have fun along the way, to figure out how we're going to make a way to survive, to eat, to get educated, to find a way out the neighborhood, even if you got out the neighborhood, to find a way to reach back and pick up somebody. But you got to understand the transformation of this music and how it has happened, because when you're not in power or you're not in ownership, you therefore are left to the ills of the industry and defeating the mechanisms or the machinery of that which gets ratings or that which gets sound bites. So when you talk about music itself, the music is always there. The music is there, but I don't know how much can I say I just don't like certain songs or just don't like certain elements of that comes out of the music, because all music is good and is universal. But when you talk about hip-hop, there's a difference between hip-hop and rap. Rap and commercial rap music is sold for music to make money. That's what that is. Yeah. Hip-hop is from the love.
That's true. That's true.
Right, right.
You know, I think that's true for music, but I think it's equally as true for dance and the other elements of hip-hop. Dance has been suffering for the most part over the last two decades. I think that, and I talked about it at length myself last night on another radio show, Faces of Success Radio. And what I told them is I think that the underlying message has been lost. It's really about, you know, look at what I'm doing, look at what I can buy, look at the things I can do. But nothing about listen to what I have to say. That's been missing, and I think it's true for music. Would you say that the same?
Can I chime in one more time? I think also has to do with the fact that let's look at what's happened since we did the gang truce in the 1990s. We took gang members who wanted to change their lives, and we rebuilt the Sears store in Hollywood. So the potential was there, and if you can carry a triple beam, you could darn sure calculate some math. So if you are not being educated, and we're systematically dropping out over 50% of the kids since 1992, we're left with a intelligence gap. There's a gap of, you know, knowing right from wrong. There's a gap in parenting. There's a gap of education. There's a gap of it takes a village to raise a child. So when you combine all those elements from the message that we're still having the same conversations or the same problems that were going on back then, that means that there becomes a problem that has to be defined within ourselves that we got to figure out, not just the music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
hear.
I definitely agree on that, but that's the same problem we as minorities have been having for a long time in this country. But there's a difference in this now, is we have more access to control of our own destiny and paradox now than we've ever had. And the problem is we can take this and change it. We can actually change this paradox of where hip-hop is now and really go back to its original five, just sticking on the hip-hop culture, because I agree with everything that you said. But I think that we have to first teach these kids, if you're talking about hip-hop, hip-hop is a culture, and it has five elements that's been set from the beginning that 90% of the people don't even know, that consider themselves hip-hop artists. Mm. It's a culture. It's not just the music. It represents b-boying, MCing, DJing, aerosol writers, as Bam would say, and knowledge. And none of those elements have been included in this new form of what we call hip-hop or trip-hop or however they want to word it, gangster rap, or however they want to continue to reword our culture. Hip is the culture. Hop is the movement. So we're supposed to be always hip, but we're always supposed to be moving forward. The problem is we forget as we move forward those five basic elements that have been infused in hip hop.
If I can jump in there real quick. Bottom line, you know, when people like Russell Simmons and people like that started to get into the game, and there was a lot of money to be made, and Interscope and all the different labels, hip hop was on a platter. All the elements were together, but the real element of hip hop, the music and rapping in particular, was the one that obviously had the most commercial potential, and so the powers that be in terms of money separated rap from the other elements and said, this is how we're going to make billions of dollars. I personally think that because of that, artistically, rap has suffered, and all the other elements on their own, like dancing, I mean, what I see online, dancing-wise, it blows my mind. I mean, it's light years beyond anything that we were doing back in the 70s and 80s. The DJing is beyond. The aerosol art is beyond. I mean, everybody's doing great. It's just that those mediums don't make the kind of money that music makes, but the hip hop music rap music is dying aesthetically, artistically, and the only way to bring this all back, I think, or the only way to make it valid again, is to bring back all the elements together again, like the show Graffiti Rock.
Exactly,
I mean, bring it all together.
Exactly. So I think all of you guys have really touched on something really important here. I think that there's an underlying link that's missing, and I think that link is unity. The unity is lacking. Separately, they seem to be thriving. They seem to be doing well separately. But I think in the beginning, we had a sense of togetherness, a sense of unity, a sense of community that has been lost. Would you guys agree with that?
Exactly.
I agree.
If you guys would just let me, I just wanted to piggyback before we left that one thought we were at, because everyone said some great points. And as a Zulu Nation member myself, a card-carrying Zulu member, as someone who's been a part of Zulu for 20 years but was never carrying a card, I didn't even know I was Zulu, but I represented Zulu. I want to say that, yes, there are those four elements, guys, but, you know, my experience and my time battle-tested in the field has brought about the other elements that must be brought into the fruition of this conversation. And those elements include knowledge of self, number one. Number two, entrepreneurship. We all can't spin on our head when we're 50. You know, the next thing is community activism. You have to be involved, whether it's voting, voter registration, whether it's running for office in your community, cleaning up your community. So I don't want to get caught up in four elements. I want to talk about hip-hop as a culture and all of its elements, because when I talked about the educational gaps, what I was talking about is basic life skills training. I'm talking about teaching a black man how to tie a tie. I'm talking about how to raise your kids, your daughters and your sons, and how your sons and your daughters and how they should communicate with one another. We're missing a whole fathom to talk about just the elements of hip-hop. How about the whole culture, which makes it the environment for those other four elements to thrive? If we have ourselves together, and you talk about unity, well, the Hip Hop Hall of Fame's purpose is to not only bring together those elements, but also to be involved with the lives of our kids and our community, as well as tell the story of history, to shape it for the future.
Well,
I
agree with you. That's why my motto is always, if we don't take stock in our hood, who will? Because we have to culturally take stock. We have to intelligently take stock. We have to definitely change the paradox in which we teach our children. I don't have a problem with from b-boying to Wall Street. We have to understand that there's an economic issue, there's a cultural issue, there's always been a social issue. We've had these issues. There's also civil rights issue. All of these things have been given, I mean, going back all the way past hip-hop, we have to deal with these things in our community coming up. So I think that's a very good thing. And I always have talked about doing those things. But at the same time, you can't just say that without including the elements in which knowledge controls those four elements. You know this as a Zulu. That's what the knowledge is about. It's about controlling those elements and actually bringing in the social development, the social conscious, the community activism, the cultural activism, the educational process, the socializing of us, getting us to understand the socializing mm-hmm. of each other and how to socialize mm-hmm. with and to and for each other, including teaching our kids to talk, not text, those kind of situations. These things are all part of the knowledge element, which is the biggest factor of hip-hop being gone. There's no knowledge in what we do, so there's no response. There's no call, so there's no response.
There's there you
no
go.
Call for us to go to action, so there's no action being taken.
Well, you know, as they say, hindsight is 20/20, and so I want to pose this question to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you could go back in time, knowing where we're at, where hip-hop is today, if we could go back in time, each one of you, what would you do differently, and what would you hope that others would do differently? Michael, your thoughts.
Well, let me see. I made organized notes here. I mean, some of this is kind of personal. You know, some of it, going back in time is like a very personal thing. So what I would personally do differently is I might have produced my show Graffiti Rock a little differently. I mean, I used to get a lot of slack from the fact that, oh man, you know, the show is corny and it's this and that and blah, blah, blah. But I intentionally made that show to appeal to middle school kids. So I don't think I would change that part of it, but I might have made it, I don't know how I would have changed it differently. I'll tell you one thing, I might have had someone like Fab Five Freddy or someone like that host it. I think I would have, instead of focusing primarily on dance and art in hip-hop, I might have created a recording label. And here's the thing I would have liked to have done is combine my experience with hip-hop music and rap music with the art music I was making downtown with Basquiat and Gray, but I'm actually in the process of doing that right now with Rich Nice. He's producing Gray's second album, and we're exploring that idea. So these are all very personal. I don't know about, you know, on a more historic level, but anyway.
That's cool.
JT, you. How about you? If you could go back in time, what would you do differently, or what would you hope others would do differently?
Well, you know, if I could, man, and I had it like that, I'd stop Martin Luther King and Malcolm X from being killed, of course, but since we're not on that type of conversation. Right.
Yes, we are. We are on that type of conversation as well. I mean, we cannot talk about hip-hop, and we can't talk about all these wonderful things in the culture, and we can't recognize the sacrifices that Martin Luther King and others provided for us. So, yeah,
no
Martin Luther King, baby, is on the table.
Hey, and Malcolm X, but what I would really
and Malcolm
like
X,
to do,
yeah.
What I would really want to do, and, you know, and I can't do it, and I'm like Michael in this, and it's not personal, but also for the culture, you know, I created the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Awards in 92 out of the gang truce and was doing all the different things with the President Clinton and my godmother Maxine Waters and all that good stuff. We got on the BET networks. We were moving. But there was a thing called an East Coast, West Coast war going on that was fabricated by the media, kind of like what we were talking about in this discussion about sound bites and people taking things out of context and blowing them up. And we didn't even have Twitter and Facebook back then. But everybody knew about East Coast, West Coast deal. I wish I'd have did a better job. Even though I spoke with Mark, Managing Big, and I spoke with Suge and met with them. I just wish there was a way I could have prevented the deaths of Biggie and Tupac. Now, yes, that knocked my show off the air because of the advertised supported business. The Pillsbury Doughboy and Kool-Aid Man, they wasn't buying commercials at that point for hip-hop. So I probably lost $20 to $30 million from my original $2.5 million investment. But if I could have prevented that, I think we would have preserved hip-hop a lot better than what it is and would have brought more unity as the South evolved and the Midwest evolved.
I hear you. Shakiji.
Mine will probably be along the lines of what JT was talking about, but be more on the assassination of hip-hop, period. How I may have been able to do a better job of stopping some of the assassination of hip-hop, being that I was working at major labels and in positions as VPs and things. Some of the things that I just allowed to happen without speaking up as I should, maybe could have prevented quite a few of those things.
Wow. That's heavy.
But, you know, when you're in a job sometime, and this is why I stepped away from industry for a long time, you're presenting contracts and situations to young kids who have no clue what's going on. You're almost like the devil's dealer. And there comes a point where you have to make a decision. I made a decision to step away. Now I'm making a decision to come back and do the label the way I think it should be ran, the way I should have ran several other labels, and you know, including Priority and some other ones that I had pulled to do it. I didn't do what I should have done. I should have pulled the trigger when I should, to be point blank. But at the same time, I was a kid, 22, 23, you know, with a lot of power and a lot of influence, with really, to be honest with you, I didn't have the power I thought, but I had more power than I knew. And now I'm at 47, I'm able to make the decisions and try and correct those changes. So I'm not just talking. Like Michael, I'm trying to correct those. Like JT, we're trying to correct those now. And the only thing I can do is apologize for some of the things that I let happen and try to correct them with my own label.
Here's a question for each of you.
Let me chime in here real quick, because I want to make sure that everybody knows that this is an interactive show. And I want to acknowledge Lady Soldier. She says, I love the fact that they mentioned the lack of unity of the five elements. Another factor that I would love to hear mentioned is the treatment of women in the hip-hop.
That's a big factor.
Yeah, guys, you know, any one of you guys want to – Michael, why don't you chime in about that?
I'm in the middle of doing a documentary on hip hop right now, and I just got finished interviewing. Had the honor to interview Sha Rock from Funky 4 Plus One More, and we spoke about this idea. And you know, it's interesting. I think in the end product, there's a lot of misogyny and a lot of anti-women sentiment that's spoken in the lyrics of many rap songs, etc. But I have to say that, you know, being in the game in the late 70s and early 80s and going uptown to the Bronx and seeing people perform, there was a lot of respect and love for female artists like Sha Rock, like Lisa Lee, like some of the DJs, but you know, I think that there was a lot of respect you know, and the funny thing is, Bambaataa always says that it was women who said, we're not putting out anymore until these gang wars stop, that laid the platform for bringing peace to the Bronx, and that laid the platform for bringing hip hop. I think that the lyrics, and when you're selling product to the larger audience and they want to shock their parents, which is what rap music, the role rap music played in the 80s and 90s. You know, you're going to want to include all these things. The labels are going to want to include all these things. But I think deep down in the culture itself, the culture that I know in hip-hop, there's a lot of love and respect for all the female artists that blew up. So you know, I feel a bit ambivalent about that. Yes, there's a lot of misogyny. Yes, there's a lot of anti-female lyrics in the rhymes. But overall, in the culture, the artists who are given a platform – women are always given that opportunity to perform, to be part of the game, and do brilliantly in it. You know, so I feel mixed about that.
Well, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of the unsung female heroes in street dance, and that would be Tony Basil, who was responsible for putting together the Lockers, Demita Jo Freeman, the Grand Dame of Soul Train, Pat Davis, my sister Fawn, and Freddie Maxey and her sisters, and all the wonderful women dancing on Soul Train in the early 70s were really instrumental in laying, again, the groundwork for what we know as hip-hop today. So women, for me, have always been prominent, and has been not just prominent, but were actually the impetus behind, you know, change and improving the hip-hop and street dance culture. So anyway, I have a quick question for the three of you. And it's just rapid fire here. Who are your heroes, JT? Give me three heroes.
Three heroes?
Yes.
Wow. General Colin Powell.
Okay.
Of course, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and hip-hop.
Shaquille, three heroes.
Curtis Mayfield, I would say hip-hop, and I would definitely say Malcolm X. the three biggest influences in that I understand, definitely.
Michael Holman, three of your top three heroes.
Wow. Okay, this is just top. This is just many, some of many.
Okay.
I'd say definitely Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Stanley Kubrick as a filmmaker. There are many, but those are just a few off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's a pretty hard question to answer.
Okay.
That's a hard one. I wanted to throw in, by the way, female artist Jazzy Joyce is one of the early hip-hop DJs.
So you're going to sneak in the fourth one. Anyway,
I'm going back to another question. Sorry.
Okay, you know, the thing is, guys, that was a great rapid fire. We have one more. Who do you have respect for? Give me three. Michael, starting with you, Michael. Give me three people in hip-hop you have respect for.
Wow. Damn. I love King Britt.
I know you have many. I know you have many, but just give me three.
Okay. King Britt, Rich Nice, Bambaataa.
All right, we have a comment from Hip Hop Breakbeat Show. My heroes in this hip hop game would be Shabba Doo, Ice-T, and Lucinda. Boogaloo Shrimp, straight up.
Wow. Okay. Shikiji.
Disco King Mario, definitely Hollywood, and Afrika Bambaataa.
JT.
I'd have to say Afrika Bambaataa. I'd have to say Dr. Dre. And I'd have to say probably Jay-Z. Oh, I got to have a female.
All good names.
And Monami Entertainment, our girl from Violator.
Wow. Do we have any questions or any interactive stuff, Eric, from our listeners?
Well, we had a comment from – this is actually kind of cool. We have hip-hop. By the way, guys, this is Easy. I have the show Easy Talk Live, if you're wondering what this mysterious voice is. Hip-hop Breakbeat Show says in the five elements, maybe dancing is acknowledged. We learn dance through physical movements and repetition. And he agrees the show agrees with Lady S. They need to – the women and the men need to come together more in hip-hop. And then also Lady Soulja says Queen Latifah, Shabba Doo, and Boogaloo Shrimp. They're mentioned their heroes. That's what we got so far, Shab.
Oh, great. Hey, guys, okay, we're winding down this segment of the show, but I want to get this out. Any parting words of advice you can give our listeners, you know, that are in hip-hop today that would further their careers, any words of encouragement, whatever. JT, could you?
I'll do that, my man, but I'd be remiss if I still didn't give a shout-out to the women that work with us, like Roxanne Shante, Debbie D from right. The Legendary Girls, and, of course, the Legendary Pepley Pool, and to the ladies that were inducted. The show's going to be on November on Soul of the South TV, the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Awards, where also the Sequence is being inducted, as well as the Mercedes ladies, and they're both performing. Just want to let you know, Hip Hop Hall of Fame loves the ladies, and we're incorporating the ladies in the strategy we're doing. But my advice to young people, aspiring artists, producers, entrepreneurs, my thing is you got to do your research and your homework to know your craft. Know what you're getting into. Talk to as many people as you can. And then the last thing is you can't quit. You can't say I tried it a little bit. There is no such thing as a little bit. Sometimes my little bit lasted 15 to 18 years to get the show back on TV. So you can't quit. Take care of yourself.
Wow. Shikiji.
I would say learn your craft, as he just said, but at the same time, understand that this is a business. And don't always count on your lawyers and accountants to take care of your business. Understand what your publishing means to you and your future. Understand that now you have a different paradox. You don't have to go sign with major labels to become a major artist. Utilize the tools and the avenues that the internet give you to better yourself both as an artist and as a business person. And in the order, mortal words of Afrika Bambaataa, peace, love, unity, and having fun.
Michael. Parting words of advice.
Parting words of advice. Well, and I would combine that with a formula for success, et cetera, which is, you know, be smart, be creative, do your research, do your homework, be curious. But most importantly, be brave enough to turn your lemons into lemonade. When you make mistakes, don't run from them. Embrace them. See how you can turn them into something special and great and different and original and new. Don't give up. Don't throw your mistakes away. See them as like as stepping stones to something greater.
Wonderful. Look at you guys. This is closing out the segment, this particular segment, Breaking News with Shabadoo. And right now, I want these people to be able to contact you. Can each of you just give the listeners a way to contact you via Facebook? There's so much that they can learn from you. Any social networks. JT, let the people know how to contact you, how to get the word about the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, whatever.
The Hip Hop Hall of Fame is your Hip Hop Hall of Fame. We want to let you know that you can reach out to Shabadoo, who takes care of a lot of the events that's coming on the West Coast. You got DJ Lloyd Yoda X of the Universal Zulu Nation and Freedom Entertainment. You got EZAD of the legendary Cold Crushers. And you got JT Thompson of the chairman of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. You can reach us at hiphophalloffame.org. That's hiphophalloffame.org. Or you can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/HipHopHallOfFame or on Twitter.com/HipHopHOF. Hip Hop Hall of Fame Museum and Entertainment Complex coming to Midtown Manhattan in 2016 and the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Awards TV show on November 13th on Soul of the South Networks.
Michael Holman.
Well, you can just reach me at Facebook. My name, MICHAEL HOLMAN, Michael Holman. Just message me on my page.
Wonderful. Shikiji.
You can reach me at SoulBridgeEntertainment.com. You can reach me at Facebook, SoulBridge Entertainment. Twitter, the same thing. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Shaki, SHAKIJIABDUL. So, real easy.
Well, on behalf of the whole Breaking News with Shabadoo team and Easy Wave Broadcasting and Easy Talk Live Morning Show, I want to thank you guys for participating today on this very important subject. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show again. I'm sure we will, to talk about some things that we weren't able to talk about today. Again, thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Shabadoo.
Let me jump in here real quick. I want to make it clear to all the listeners and the guests, Easy Way Broadcasting helps public figures and celebrities interact with their fans. So hopefully everybody, guys, we can tweet with Easy Way Broadcasting, Breaking News, and we can start, just because the show is ending on podcast doesn't mean it has to end in the digital and social media world. You feel me?
Yes.
Yes.
No doubt. Peace and blessings and respect always to all of you. The Hip Hop Hall of Fame loves you all.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. And that has been Breaking News with Shabadoo. Here's Eric.
All right. I'm back. So that was Breaking News, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys have opinions, and thank you for the people that did join in on the conversation. I think it was great. I think it was a great segment, Shab. You did your thing, man. A lot of great, amazing facts. It drew some attention. So now we gotta like hit it hard. And anybody that wants to get involved in what you heard about, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting fans page or the Breaking News fans page. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions. And so what's up next week, man? Before we let you go, like what do we have to expect for next week? I'm excited.
We're gonna go deep with dance. I got a surprise. I think we're looking at bringing on the Breaking Cast. Let's hear from Turbo, Boogaloo Shrimp, and Phineas Newborn, who played Adam. Hopefully, Special K. Listen to Dickie. So we're shoring all of that up. And so next week, Breaking News gonna go breaking on you.
Nice. All right, we got Lady Soldier saying great segment, guys. Love it. We'll be tuning in next week. And Hip Hop Break Show says hells yeah, can't wait. So we're moving and grooving. And all right, guys, let's talk a little bit about we're gonna go a quick commercial break, guys. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about a little bit about some Easy Way info, some surprises, some things you've been hitting me up about. Me and Shab, you gonna stay with me or you gotta go? What's up?
I gotta go. I got some things to run to do across town, but I'm with you in spirit, brother.
All right, brother. Sounds good. All right, guys. So we're gonna go a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be doing it the easy way.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey
day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we are back. I am your host, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way in Hollywood, California. I reside in Orange County, but I go all over the place. And I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. So I also want to let everybody know that we do have the World Dance Awards coming out, 2014 World Dance Awards, happening at the Avalon Theater, November 2nd. And Mia Shab will be at that awards. We'll be walking the carpet doing the thing. We'll be with the president and vice president of California Pictures at Paramount. We'll be with Shab. I heard the Boogaloo Shrimp might be coming as well. And all the legends that are behind the scenes in all the major TV shows from Dancing with the Stars and down is going to be at that event. And you can get more information at Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. It's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting. So I want to talk a little bit, guys, about the reality shows. And if you agree with me, if you want to, you know, chime in, I'm looking at the chat. You can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter or Instagram. That's E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'm always watching. I love interacting with the people that are interacting, you know, with me. So here's the deal. These reality shows. They're stupid. Most of these reality shows are so dumb, yet they stay on air. I don't get it. You have people. It seems like the more that chicks yell at each other. Well, I shouldn't say chicks. I'm sorry. The more that beautiful females love yell at each other and act like they're mad at each other, the more ratings they go. Why is the population, you know, the way it is? The more negativity, the more you know, the more like stabbing the more stupid it is, the more ratings it gets. I just don't get it. I agree. Soldier, I don't hate reality shows, but I hate the dumb ones that make other people dumb. But you know, one cool show that I like is Shark Tank. You know, Shark Tank is a pretty awesome show. Shout outs to Shark Tank. I think that they have some great information for entrepreneurs and business people and people that are. I like shows that do help others come up and provide opportunities. Here's an inside. Here's a little inside on a reality show that's coming out that you guys might not know about. There's actually a reality show that's being casted right now that's coming out that has to do with exes and getting back with your ex and seeing what would happen. I'm not going to tell you much more than that, but it's going to be pretty cool. I think it was a very clever idea. I definitely recommend you guys check out Shark Tank. And also, too, and I'm just going to throw this out to you. This is what I do, and I'm going to throw it out there in the public. I don't care. If you guys are stressed and, you know, the business can get overwhelming, you know what I mean. One of the things I do, actually, is I actually watch Disney. I'll watch Disney or I'll watch Nickelodeon or I'll watch something that what happens is the type of content that you put into your head will help the way that you feel. If you watch you know, crazy movies and a lot of action stuff or horror or stuff that just jumbles your head, you're going to get more stressed, believe it or not. You know, I've actually researched this. So I will often watch 2-3 hours of Disney at least a week, which has helped me tremendously. I mean, you guys are probably listening to me and going like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Disney. How can that de-stress you? Try it. I'm 31 years old, and yeah, I watch Disney, but it's a major de-stressor. And also as a host, you know, I interview a ton of people. I need to know who a lot of these people are. So I got to watch a little bit of everything. It's real bad for me not to know who some of these people are that I see on the red carpets, and you know, they contact us, you know, people hit me up on Twitter. You guys can hit me up on Twitter, ERICZULEY. It's the verified account. Says Stop Tour. We also do a tour that helps raise funding for nonprofits, and as well as awareness. Yeah, Lady Soldier, I watch anime to distress, so I understand completely. Ah, you feel me? You feel me, girl? All right. So we got a caller. I'm gonna go ahead and grab this caller and see what the deal is. Caller calling from Orange County, 949. Caller 5427. You're on air. Are you calling to ask me a question or post a comment? Do you watch Disney? What's up?
Well, I watch the some of the shows on TV, the reality shows, and some of them get boring quick. There's only so many ways to shoot an alligator. Okay, that's fine. But that to me, I came across a movie about business, and you know the conception of Shark Tank, and it shows you how many people out there, and there's millions that'll start a business, and it shows you where they're at after they started the business and the mistakes they made and the, you know, the money they invested, and there they sit, and they have to throw away 5 or 10 years of building a business or find a way of getting more money. And if you go to the next stage, there's another show called The Profit, and you'll see where they're at after they open their business and they become fairly successful, but then they start going into debt. And this gentleman comes along and tells him, look, give me 51% and I'll straighten out your business. So you have a choice to make. So it's kind of something you could think about if you're starting a business. Don't go down the road too far and go in too much debt. You know,
I know there's another show out there. Can't remember the name of it, but another show out there that actually kind of teaches you what moves not to make in business, as in, like, don't give more than 51% of your company because someone will do a hostile takeover. You know, I like reality shows. I like content that gives people advice and helps bring people up. I don't like shows that make you stupid because they want to get ratings, and they'll have, you know, girls wear really short skirts or they'll have, you know, they'll be in a house with a bunch of girls trying to date one guy, and they're fighting. The more fighting, the more ratings. You know, I don't like things. Me personally, I don't like content on television or radio that makes the population stupider.
Take 1,000 people that walk out of a movie theater that just saw somebody getting killed or blown up or, you know, doing drugs and dying or whatever, and then they're coming out of the theater. Take another group that just saw, you know, a relaxing comedy or something, and which group is going to be, you know, more at ease and happier when they head home? Yeah, it's kind of common sense. So I wouldn't fill your head full of too much of that stuff. Anyway, you got a great show, and I'll let you go do your thing, and I'll just touch and base. Good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
So speaking of, guys, there's a movie coming out. It's been out, actually. It's called The Terrible, No Good, Horrible, Bad Day or something like that by Disney. And it stars a lot of bigger Disney stars. The girl that plays stars Bella Thorne from Shake It Up. The gentleman from not Bruce Almighty, but the other one that played the I don't know the names, man. Let me get IMDb so I don't sound stupid here on my show. It stars actually one of my friends is actually in it. I was looking at that. I was like, oh wow. So Terrible, Horrible. Let's see if I can do this. Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Okay, it stars Steve Carell, Jennifer Garner, Ed Oxenbould, Dylan Minnette, Karis Dorsey, and Bella Thorne, Sidney Fulmer, Zoe Vargas, Megan Mullally. And it's a great show, a great movie. I definitely recommend checking it out. It's a good movie to go watch that can refresh you. It's comedy. It's a good message. And again, props to Disney, because that's what they do. And, you know, Disney does stuff for adults too. They're starting to do more stuff. One of the shows I like to watch, and I'm glad that they do the whole month sober thing. They do My Babysitter's a Vampire. And I wouldn't say that's really for kids. But it's got just really great writers, man. Props to Disney, man. The writers and how they do these shows and these things and their events. And then the stuff that Disney gets involved in, I mean, you got to support people that really are doing positive stuff. That they get involved in is kids with cancer. They're always doing toy drives. I know that they work in conjunction with a friend of mine, Maria Melton from the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, and they do make your mark. It's all I give Disney so much props because it's always about positivity. They highlight individuals and kids and young do-gooders and kids that should be awarded. You know, you got to give them props for something like that. And I don't know if a lot of people really look at that, but I give props to anybody that's actually putting good content that's going to make the world a better place, that's going to make things more positive. You know, that's one of the reasons we do Experience the Easy Way. Experience the Easy Way is getting cultural creatives and positive business owners that want to make a difference all together and network everybody together. You know, we're actually creating a social network through Easy Way Broadcasting on behalf of My Pocket to help connect entrepreneurs, philanthropists, celebrities, Hollywood, connects things in ways that it's not been connected yet. And that's the easy way. If you guys want to check out our group, we have a group called Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way, and there's over 6,000 something members on that group. A lot of people get together, do great things. So we have the November 2nd coming up, and we have November 8th, which is, and that might be changing from what I'm hearing, but it's the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and American Society of Young Musicians Lady in Red Awards. November 9th is the Miss Global International Beauty Pageant in Beverly Hills. November 11th is the StubHub Center in Carson City, backed by the mayor of Carson City, Watering Seeds, honoring our heroes, Watering Seeds Expo. There's over 8,000 seats at a big, it's like a big mini Angel Stadium, I like to call it. The 25th is a big turkey giveaway. So if you guys want to get involved and you want to get involved in some of these events, if you want to follow the movement, you know, hit us up. And me, you know, we have so many interviews, so many things. Sometimes on the show, guys, we'll play fun interviews. You know, we'll get shout outs. We'll get, you know, different celebrities that'll do different things on the show. And again, it's to help interact you guys to Hollywood the easy way. We have a couple new segments we're going to be possibly bringing in from some celebrity friends of mine. And it's going to really develop into a cool show. And you are always welcome to join in and, you know, be a part of the movement, be a part of the Easy Way movement. You can download my application at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. It's E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And you can have Easy Way in your pocket. It's pretty cool. So, in fact, this is a shout-out from Dean Cain, who plays Superman. He's the guy in Smallville. And Dean Cain, if you look him up, if you don't know him, it's D-E-A-N-C-A-I-N. That's a little shout-out from Dean Cain. We appreciate the shout-out.
Hey, I'm Dean Cain. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer. I play the dad. I'm a dad now. That's what happens. It's a beautiful little film. Please come see it, because we're all doing it the easy way. Boom.
Boom. Yes.
That's one of our awesome angels, Faithy J, that did that interview. It was a really big movie premiere. You know, tons of stars, a lot of fun. And so I'm going to also play. You know, it's time to transform this. So we're going to go into social media advice. I am a seven-time award winner. I was actually given the Robert Novick Award on behalf of Brad Sherman. I was recognized by Congress. Robert Novick was recognized as one of the biggest journalists in the world. I was recognized to be in his footsteps as one of the biggest digital journalists in the world. So as far as putting yourself out there, that is what I do. That is what Easy Way does. If you hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you'll see what we do, how much substance, how much is it, how much is around. And I always give a little piece of advice to all of my listeners at the end of the show. So my piece of advice to you is this. LinkedIn is one of the best places to do business. I've met some of the top people with film on Netflix, Sony, Paramount, Fox, NBC, Target, Domino's, Walmart, Papa John, like all the companies. I've met so many people that have actually contacted me on Twitter. You know, most of my database comes from social media, but you got to know how to use it. Here's my advice to you. When you're doing something, don't just do that one thing. Resource what you're doing. So what I mean is, if you get interviewed by somebody, take that interview, take that one little video, and get it picked up by another interview, and another blog, and another one, and another one, and another one, and do what you can to raise as much awareness as you can around that one project. Don't let it just be that one project. Resource the heck out of it. And if you want to know more, we will be doing some ebooks. We'll be doing some secrets on how to go into more detail on that and how that works. Just follow up on your social media. Follow up is key. Don't forget that. Follow up is key. So, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show of Easy Talk Live, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. We do it the Easy Way in Hollywood. Catch us next week on another exciting episode of Easy Talk Live. And, meet our friends and hang out with us. Find out about the events. Download the application and just do it the Easy Way. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. So I encourage you guys to follow the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for interacting with us. And we'll catch you guys next week on Easy Talk Live every morning, 10:30 a.m., only on Blog Talk Radio, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting and WTV Networks.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.